knocking on the top of your tesumadeis. Tanoihi. Rashi, Tanoihi, Botl Megillus Tainus. Machlokas Tanoim, whether Megillus Tainus was Botl or not. Tanya, Hayomim Ha'elu, Haksuvim Megillus Tainus. Bein bizman she'beis hamikdash kayim. Bein bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim asurim divrei Reb Meir. The mayor holds that those days that were mentioned, Megillus Tainus, were not bottled after Churban Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bizman she'beis hamikdash kayim asurim, Nesha Simcha hi lahem. Ein beis hamikdash kayim utarim Nesha Evel hu lahem. And Rabbi Yossi holds that they were bottled after Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Hilchasa, Bottle, the Hilchasa lo bottle. And the halacha is that they were bottled and they were not bottled. Kashi Hilchasa, Hilchasa lo kashi. Kan b'chanak u'purim, they weren't bottled. Kan b'shar yomei, on other days, all the other days that are mentioned in Megillus Tainus, that was bottled. They asked, Chora, if chanak and purim, Megillus Tainus wasn't bottled, so the halacha is that the days before them and after them are also aser b'tainus. So how do we fast on Tainus Esther? So many answers given. One is that Purim is Divrei Kabbalah, and it doesn't need the Chizuk. Another answer is that it's only a Tainus of Tzara that's aser. But Tainus Esther is not a Tainus of a Tzara. Another answer is that Tainus Esther was, Rabbeinu Tam holds, why we make Tainus Esther? What it's a zecher to? But Tainus Esther was already instituted in the time of Mordechai and Esther. When they made the Yontif of Purim, they instituted Tainus Esther as part of it. Others say that even though Megillus Tainus was not bottled, but that halacha of the days before and the days after that taka was bottled, even legabe Chanukah and Purim. And the nafkamina from all these answers would be, what about Chanukah? Could you fast the day before Chanukah or not? And the Lamaisin halacha is brought down that you shouldn't fast the day before Chanukah. Okay. Let's go on. Al Elu Mekbalas Rashi. No Rashi. Al Elu Mipnei Rosh Hashanah V'Al Tishrei Mipnei Takonas HaMoados. They sent Shluchim on Elu, so we know that when Rosh Hashanah was, right, 30 days later, and then they sent Shluchim again on for Tishrei for Takonas HaMoados. Versus Kiva the Nafkilu Elu A Tishrei Lomelu. Once the Shluchim go out on Elu, why do you need Shluchim again on Tishrei? The Chiteima Dilma Avrua LeElu, because maybe they made Elul Mu'ubur, right? Instead of 29 days, they made it 30 days. And now we have to let people know that Elul was what's it called, was a 30-day month. The Ha'omer Rav Chinen of Bar Kahana, Omer Rav, Miyamos Ezra, the Eilech, Lo Matzinu Elul Mu'ubur. From Ezra and on, during the time of Ezra, what's it called, we have psukim that say that Elul was Mu'ubur. But from the time of Ezra and on, Elul was never Mu'ubur. As Mora says, Lo Matzinu Delo Itzrich. Lo Itzrich Ma Brinun Lei. What's it called? Doesn't mean it never was. It means that it never was needed. But if it would be needed, they would make it Mu'ubur, and therefore you had to send Shluchim, because they never knew if they were going to Ma'abur Elul or not. The Chazonish says that Elul was never Mu'ubur in such a way that the Eidim came late. But when they needed to make Elul Mu'ubur, they had reasons, we'll see, because of the Cheshbonos, then they knew ahead of time that Elul was going to be Mu'ubur. So there were years where Elul was Mu'ubur even after Ezra. But it never came out that Elul was Mu'ubur because the Edom didn't come on time, except one time, as we'll see later on the Gemara. Okay. Ha'itzrich, imishum yarko, imishum mesayik, come on. Later on, the Gemara will say what the reasons are why we would have to make Elul Mu'ubur, that Yom Kippur should not fall out right after Shabbos or right before Shabbos. And the Gemara is going to discuss what the tzorech is. But there's certain times that it's a tzorech to be Ma'abur Elul. Okay. Gemara says, ha'ich tzarich ma'abra'inan le, ha'mekalto Rosh Hashanah. The Meister, then it comes out that made Rosh Hashanah the wrong day. Because in Golus, Rashi learns, in Golus, they used to count 29 days and make Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day, and only had one day of Rosh Hashanah. They didn't have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Only one day Rosh Hashanah. Because since there was a chazakah that Elul was never Mo'ubar, they counted 29 days, and the 30th day was Rosh Hashanah. That's how Rashi learns. Comes out, they kept Rosh Hashanah the wrong day. If they made Rosh Hashanah Mo'ubar, right, then the Mekalkel, the Rosh Hashanah. Samara says, Mutav tekalkel Rosh Hashanah v'lo yiskalkel kula mo'ados. Better Rosh Hashanah should be Mekulkel, the Mafreya, the Maisa, they kept it on the day they thought, that the B'dieva, the Yotze. But if you're not going to change Elul, all the Mo'ados are going to be ruined. They're going to be wrong. So therefore, when there was a Tzorech, they were Ma'aber Elul for the Tzorech. Dekanami diktoni al tishrei v'nei takonis al moados shemamino. The reason they sent shluchim and tishrei is to correct the moados that shouldn't come out a problem. So in Chanami, even if Rosh Hashanah will come out in the Golus, they'll keep Rosh Hashanah the wrong day. So they kept it the wrong day. The Tosus learns they always kept 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Never was a time they didn't keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. But the Kilkel will be that they thought the first day was the Ikur day, and it comes out that the second day was the Ikur day. Even though they might have kept 2 days, the difference designate as the Ikur day, and which day is the day that you're keeping because of the Suffolk. Okay, because of the Minik. Rashi. V'ha'am mekal kel Rosh Hashanah, denimtsa shelo asua b'nei agola kahalocha im ma'abrim Elul. If you make Elul ma'ubar, they assumed that Elul wasn't going to be ma'ubar, and they kept one day Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day from Elul. And really, Rosh Hashanah wasn't until the next day. Dekanami d'lohachi choshu rabbanan d'lo v'kal kelu shar mo'ados. The reason you send the shluchim in Tishrei is that the rest of the mo'adim shouldn't be ruined. V'itiru she Rosh Hashanah mekul kel agola. And because of that, they said, even though it's going to come out that they kept Rosh Hashanah the wrong day, better that the rest of the Mo'ado should be set up properly. Okay. The Al Kislev at Nechanukah, the Al Adar at Neapurim, the Ilu Nisabra Hashanah, Yotzim Rafal Adar Sheni at Neapurim Loktani. Our Mishnah doesn't say that if it's a leap year, they go even for Avdar Sheni. Masnis and the Loka Rebbe. Our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. The Tanya, Rebbe Omer, in Nisabra Hashanah Yotzim Afal Adar Sheni, Mipnei Apurim. That if it's a leap year, they sent Shluchim in Adar Sheni to know when Purim was. Morris says, Lema Bahakim Iflagay, Demar Sover Kol Mitzvahs HaNoagos B'Sheni, Noagos B'Risho, Umar Sover Kol Mitzvahs HaNoagos B'Sheni, Ein Noagos B'Risho. Maybe this is Machlokas. If you kept Purim during the first Adar, and then it was a leap year, do you have to keep it again or not? So one man the Omer holds that if you kept it in the first Adar, you don't have to do it again in the second Adar. The other man the Omer holds no. The Ikar Adar is the second one. If you kept it the first one, you have to do it again. So the man the Omer says you didn't send Shluchim. They kept Purim the first Adar. Even though now it's a leap year, you don't keep Purim again. So maybe there's no reason to send Shluchim. The man the Omer says you do send Shluchim, holds you how to keep Purim the second time. So you have to know when Purim is exactly. Morris is low. The Kulei Alma Mitzvahs HaNoagos B'Sheni Ein Noagos B'Rishon. Everybody holds that you have to keep the second Purim, second Adar. You have to make Purim again. V'hocha B'Ibur Shana K'mifilgei. The Machlokas is a different Machlokas. Machlokas is by Ibur Shana. The Tanya, Kama Ibur Shana, Lamed Yom. How much, when you add the month, right, the second Adar, how many days is it? So the Tanakama says it's 30 days. The second Adar is always 30 days. Rav Shim Gamliel Omer Chodesh. Rav Shim Gamliel says 29 days. Chodesh, 29 days. Maishno Lamed Yadi Chodesh Nami Yadi. L'chora, each one holds to set amounts. Why do you have to send Shluchim? You always know that the Chodesh HaIbur is what's it called, the 30 days or 29 days. In other words, the first Adar. Right, is either 29-day month or a 30-day month. Right? Rashi, see Rashi. So why do you have to send Shluchim? The Ilu in Nisabra Hashanah la'achar shenichnas Adar HaRishon, after the Rishon came, v'holchu HaShluchim, and the Shluchim already was sent out, Yoshu Beisdin, the Inu Bibrua La Sosa Darshen Yacharze. Then they decided to add another Adar. So now you have to send Shluchim for the second Adar to let people know when Purim is. They asked Lechori, you have to send Shluchim to let them know that it was a Ibrior. How do they know that it's a... But that's not a problem, because if they won't send Shluchim, and they know they always send Shluchim for Nisan, then they know it's not Nisan. If they don't see Shluchim coming for that month, they know it's an Ibrior, because they always send Shluchim for Nisan. So, Noagos Barishon, the Yossi Dechovasim, the Purim Shasim Barishon. The Man the Omru says, you don't send Shluchim for the second Adar, because they already kept Purim in the first Adar, and you don't have to keep it again. And the other man, the Omer, holds, no, you do have to keep it again. The Omer says, no, everybody holds that you do have to keep it again. Still, there's a reason not to send Shluchim. Kama Iber Hashanah, Yemei Other Harishon, Sha'oso Osin Iber Lashanah. Right? The extra month is the first Adar. The second Adar is the regular Adar, according to this. Right? Nafkamina would be things that happen in the regular Adar, Yortzeit. That's an Adar. Which Adar do you keep it in? The extra month or the regular Adar? According to most Rishonim, the second Adar is the regular Adar. And the added month is other Rishon. But there are other shitas in Halacha that say the opposite. And there are many different Halachas, Lagabe, when you keep a Yortzeit, when you keep a birthday, a bar mitzvah, whatever. But from most Rishonim, it's mashma that the first Adar is the added one, and the real Adar is the second one. Chodesh, kosol kadaita chavtas yomim. Chodesh, we think now, means dafka 29 days. So, maishno alaman diomr shloshim, de ain't sorech lazer v'lishloach shluchim al yom kiddush adar hasheni. So, it's clear when other sheni is going to be, right? According to the first man diomr, it's going to be 30 days after other rishon. They know when other rishon was because the shluchim went out already for other rishon. So you don't need to send Shluchim for other Sheini. We know exactly when Rosh Chodesh was. It's going to be 30 days later. And the other man, the Omer, says 29. So the Gemara says, why is there a machlokas? If you know it's 29 days, you know for sure when it is. If it's 30 days, you know for sure when it is. Right? So Gemara says, Omer Papa, man the Omer, Chodesh, Ratzah Shloshim. One who says Chodesh, doesn't mean it's always 29 days. It means they have a choice. Sometimes they can make it 29, sometimes 30. Like a chodesh. Sometimes 29, sometimes 30. Rashi. Diyadi b'nei agola shalo olam other rishon mu'ubar uviyom lamad aleph niskadish. If you say 30 days, you always know that Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni is going to be on the 31st day. Laman domer chodesh nami. But if that's the case, and the one who says 29 days, you know the same thing. That Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni is going to be on the 30th day. So you don't need Shluchim. Ain't Sarech Lahodia to Hayadi the La'olam Choser Uviyom Shloshim Niskadish. And they know the first Adar was always 29 days. So Ratzel Chodesh Ratzel Shloshim. Where it says no. According to Man the Omer says Chodesh, it doesn't mean it's always 29 days. It could be 29 or 30. So you need Shluchim to let you know when they made Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Ratzel Chodesh Ratzel Shloshim. Aficha Tzrichim Lahodia Imasu Mole O Choser. Okay. Heyed Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mishum Kehila Kedisha the Yerushalayim Al Shnei Adorim Shemakadshin Osam B'yom Bibureyim. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was made in the name of the Kehila Kedosha of Yerushalayim that both Adorim, right, you are Makadish them B'yom Ibureyim, meaning that the previous month is always Chaser. Other Rishon and other Sheni, Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th day. So the month is only 29 days. Lememra, the Chaserim Avdina, Maleim Lo Avdina. We make the two Adars, Dafka 29-day months and not 30-day months. Lafuke, Medidorish of Nachum Barchista, and that is not like what Rav Nachum Barchista said. Heyed Rav Simai, Mishum Chagai Zachariyum Alochi, Al shnei adorim shimratzul asosim shnei maleim osim shnei chaserim osim echad molei vechad chaser osim. Right, the edus of Rav Nachman Bar Chisda of Rav Simai was in the name of Chagi Zachari Malachi that the two adorim could be both molei, both chaser, or one molei and one chaser. There's no rule. The kachva you noagim begola. Right, and that's how they were knowing in Chutz Laaretz that they, what's it called, knew that they could be any possibility.
ומשום רבנו אמרו, לעולם אחד מלא ואחד חסר, עד שיבוד הלכה שהוק בראש חודש בזמנו. And in Gauls, they always assumed that one was mole, first one was mole, and the second one was chaser, until you knew for sure that they made Rosh Chodesh Bismano, meaning that the first one was not a mole, was a chaser. Rashi. Shemakadshin osom b'yom iburehem, yom shloshi kori yom ibur. The 30th day is called Yom Ibur, because that's the day if you're not Mekadosh, it becomes a Chodesh Mole, becomes a Chodesh Me'ubur. She'oso osim Ibur l'Chodesh, k'shema'abrim also. When you make a full month, the 30th day is the day that becomes the fullness of the month. She'mekadoshin Yom Shloshim shel Shneim l'Rosh Chodesh HaNichnas, Yom Lam l'Adar HaRishon l'Rosh Chodesh l'Adar HaSheni. But here you make both of them Chaserim. In other words, you make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day. So the 30th day of Adar Rishon is Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. The Yom Lamed Shel Adar Sheni Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the 30th day from Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So both months are Chaserim. They're only 29 days. So Mara says, Lameimra, the Chaserim Abdina. That tells me that you make both months Chaserim. Echad Molei Vechad Chaser, Dafka Komar. Rishon Molei Vesheni Chaser. And this man, the Omer, holds that you always make the first other Mole and the second other Chaser. In other words, Nisan is always on the 30th day from the beginning of other Sheni, and other Sheni is always on the 31st day from other Harisha. Mishum Rabbeinu Rav, Shehukva Rav Chodesh Zmano, Ad Sheomer Lecha HaBoy Meretz Yisrael, you should always assume that one is Mole and one is Chaser, until you hear from the shluchim that comes from Eretz Yisrael, kitchu beizim rosh chodesh adar hasheni biyom lamed lo adar harishon, v'asu v'sarishon chaser. Unless you hear specifically that it's unusual and they made rosh chodesh adar sheni on the 30th day, not the 31st day. But normally, the 31st day rosh chodesh adar sheni is the 31st day from adar rishon, so adar rishon is mole, and Adar Sheni is Chaser. Okay. So, Sholchu Leila Marukva. Adar HaSomach L'Nisan La'olam Chaser. They sent to Marukva that the Adar that's near Nisan is always what's it called Chaser. In other words, it's always a 29-day month. And Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th day. Masiv Rav Nachman. Al Shnei Chadoshim Mechalnas HaShabbos, Al Nisan the Al Tishrei. Right? 2 months, the Edim are Mechal Shabbos. If they saw the moon on Shabbos, which was B'chorah, the 30th day, then they go and they're made that what's it called, even if they have to Mechal Shabbos. Okay? So, I Amrish B'shlama Zimnim Mole Zimnim Chaser, that if the Edim don't come, they're going to make Rosh Chodesh the next day on Sunday. Then they have to come on Shabbos to let me know they saw the moon on Shabbos. That it's only, it's what's it called? It's only a 29-day month. It's not a 30-day month. Right? Mishum Hachri Mechalina. That's why the Mechal Shabbos. So let us know which day is Rosh Chodesh. But if you always make, what's it called? Adar Sheni Chaser. That means even if no Edim come, the Beis Din are going to make Rosh Chodesh Nisan on the 30th day, right? No matter what. So why do the Edim have to Mechal Shabbos? Anyway, it's going to be the 30th day. Ela'i omris la'olam chaser amai mechal alina. Right? If we have a rule that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is always on the 30th day from the beginning of Adar Sheni, then even if the Edom don't come, they're going to make that day Rosh Chodesh. Right? So why do the Edom have to mechal Shabbos for? Mishum de mitzvah kadosh al ariyah. The answer is because ein chinami, according to the Cheshbon, the Beis Din is going to make Rosh Chodesh, irregardless whether the Edom come or not on that day. But there's a mitzvah to Mekadosh al Piyariya, and your Mechal Shabbos for that. Mechal Shabbos for that mitzvah of Mekadosh al Piyariya, we have psukim that tell me you're allowed to Mechal Shabbos. Mechal Nisa Shabbos, Edom Shiroa Salavona Bechidusha. Mechal Nisa Shabbos, Lotze Ischutz Latchum, Lovel Abezim, Lachay Lefneim. Without Mechal Shabbos, to go chutz l'tchum, and anything else they have to do to be able to get there on Shabbos and let the Beis Din know they saw the moon the night before. Lefi shahamoadim kulan tluyim b'shnei chadashim alalu. So in Tishrei and Nisan, it's important because all the Yom Tov are dependent on that. Nisan and is what's it called Pesach, and Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and because of Pesach, we know when Shavuos is. So all the Yom Tov depend on these 2 months. Kesalka daitach chilula d'shor rachmanu mishum d'kviyas yarcha lefi riyas halavanu. We think now the reason why we're allowed to Mechal Shabbos is because we want to make the Yom Tov on the right day. And we have to do it according to when the Eidim come and say. Im mali mali im chaser chaser. Whenever they come or don't come, that's how we make the month. Mishum hachim mechalim im ra'u b'yom lalit. If the Eidim saw it on the 30th day and they don't come, we're going to make the 31st day and it's going to be the wrong day. So we want the Eidim to come, even after Mechal Shabbos, so we make Yom Tov on the right day. Shim lo yavov yo'idu sharu hayom, lo yikatshu beisin ad mocher. The yasru sachosr mole, they'll make the chodesh the wrong way. Even though b'di'evid, it's chal, because whenever the beisin makes it, that's when Yom Tov is. But the chatzilu, we want to make it the right day. And the amris la'olam chosr, the inami lo asu Eidim, mekatshin leho idna, lomad lehen lechalo. If they always make Rosh Chodesh Nisan on the 30th day, why did the Eidim have to Mechal Shabbos if they saw it on the 30th day to come and tell us to make that day Rosh Chodesh? You're going to make it Rosh Chodesh no matter what. Al Ariya Al Pi Eidim. Right? There's a special mitzvah, even though the Beis Din has a right to make it Al Pi the Cheshbon, and we'll see they have a right to make it even Keneged the Eidim, according to their Cheshbon, but there's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh at L'chatchila Al Pi Eidim and Al Pi the Cheshbon. Both things. Dechsiv, hachodesh hazeh lochem, rosh chodoshim, kazeh re'ei v'kadesh. You should makavish it according to the Riyah, not just according to the Cheshbon of when the month should be.